Welcome to Shomar Shava on the Daf Shir sponsored by Nishma Sam Yaakov Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bometzio Daf Samech Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis discusses what's called Mashkanto Benechiyoso, taking collateral of a land and then reducing the amount of the loan in a fixed amount on a yearly basis. And the Gemara says that a Tzur V'Midarabanon should not do this. It does look a little bit like Ribbis, and therefore a Tzur V'Midarabanon Atami Chacham should not go and do such a thing. And in the end of the Amud, the Gemara brings that the Ravino did do such a thing. So says Tosis, but Ravino, isn't Ravino a Tamei Chacham? Ravino is one of the Amoraim. Isn't he a Tzur V'Midarabanan? So why is he taking Mashkanta B'Nechiyoso? So says Tosis over here, the last Tosis of the Amud, Tosis says that Ravino did not want to act as a Tzur V'Midarabanan. He didn't want to make himself a Tzur V'Midarabanan, and therefore he acted like a regular person. This thesis is one of the big riyas, one of the big proofs regarding something which is discussed in halacha in length. Is today, do we really have big Tamei Chachamim that have the halachas of Tamei Chachamim that we have throughout Shas? And Tshuvas Mahari Vayel, one of the Rishonim, and also quoted in the Tshuvas of the Maharik, it's brought down that today we don't really have a Tamei Chacham. He speaks about people that go around and they act like Tamei Chacham, and therefore they feel that they deserve the Schusim of Tamei Chacham. And there in length he goes to say that today we don't really have a Tamei Chacham. We're talking about the time of the Rishonim, because people don't really know Torah the way they used to know it. The Gemara says that Tamei Chacham knows even Maseches Kala. So people today don't know that much. He discusses people that go and do Knossos on their own because Tamei Chacham can do a Din on their own. He says that we don't have something today. And he brings a few riyas. And one of the riyas is the taste over here. That even Ravino the Amoiro, did not want to treat himself like Tamei Chacham. So koshken onu dardike. Of course, us, we're very small people, we cannot be machshav ourselves to like a Tamei Chacham. And Tshuva's Maharit, he goes on to argue with all the rayas of the Maharit Vayel, but he does not discuss our Tosis. This raya, he does not mention. Some want to say the reason he doesn't mention, because Tosis brings other answers, and other Rishonim bring other answers, so if it's not really a solid proof. And this whole machlekes is quoted in the Shach Nechoy Shemis, with Simen Aleph, Siv Koton Yutes. And in the Tshuva Sefer, Shvus Yankri, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mim Dalet, they discuss this thing as well. And he goes on to bring different riyas of Shas, and wants to say, maybe there's a difference between a Tamei Chacham and a Tzur V'Midarabanan. Tamei Chacham means a real Tamei Chacham, someone who knows Torah well. That maybe we don't have today. But Tzur V'Midarabanan, Tzur means a young person who's learning about Darabanan, meaning a Yeshiva Bacher. That maybe we do have today. With that, he wants to answer a few places in Shas. Says the Chidon, the Birkei Yosef, and Choshe Mishpat Simit Hezvav. He says, look at our Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't say Tamei Chacham. Our Gemara says Tzur V'Midarabanan. It says that Tzur V'Midarabanan should not take Mashkanta B'Nechiyosu. And still, Tosis says that Ravina did not want to act this way. So you see that there's no difference between Tamei Chacham and Tzur V'Midarabanan. And many other of the Achronim bring this Rayo to show that this Chiluk of the Shus Yaakov doesn't stand, because our Gemara is the source, one of the sources, based on Tosis, to say that we don't act like a Tamei Chacham, like a Tzur V'Midarabanan. Now the big Chiddush over here is that here we're talking about even the Kula, because Ravina was willing to take this payment called Mashkanta B'Nechiyoso and not act like a Tzur V'Midarabanan in order for him not to be acting this way. So even though he gained through this, it's still fine. The Chidah in his Tshuva Sefer, Chaim Shaul, in the first Simon Aleph, someone asks him that we know we have a din, there's a special Indian to wear tefillin the Avinu Tam. But the Shulchan Aruch says that only someone who is a chassid and he's a special, he can wear tefillin the Avinu Tam. So the Shaul is asking the Chidah, says this person, everybody knows, everybody knows in the city that he's a Kaddosh and he's a Chashuv and he's known to be a Tamei Chacham. But he says, I don't want to act this way. I don't want to take at Hanogah of Atam Chochem, even though people know me this way. Is it okay not to wear tefillin the Minutam? So says the Chidol, you see a riot from our Gemara. The Tosis tells us the Ravino didn't, was willing to take Mashkata ben Achiyos, so not let, act like a Tamei Chochem, even though Ravino was known already as a Moira as Tamei Chochem. So you see, the fact that people know him that way doesn't mean he has to act this way. And a person can say, I'm not taking any Noitel Sashem. I'm not taking the name, I'm not taking the Chashivas of a Tamei Chochem, and that's not my Inhogo, Anhogo of Tamei Chochem. And therefore, a person doesn't have to wear Tefillin Benutam, even if he's known to others as a Kaddish. This is just a little bit, a tidbit of this big sugyo brought down in the Poiskim in many different aspects. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.